there was a delay for a very strange reason in a college basketball game last night. You're with your morning team of Charlie, Denise, and Pat. It is 7:22 at WSGW. Texas A&M was playing at Florida, and about 10 minutes before the start of the game, the Texas A&M team, following a team prayer before returning to the court, realized that they didn't have their game jerseys.
Oh, no. That's an important item to leave off the list.
This is about 10 minutes before the game time. I'm like, well, why are they just realizing it about 10 minutes before game time? You'd think you'd know a lot earlier than that. Well, apparently, according to the Texas A&M coach, Buzz Williams, he says, I forgot the jerseys in my hotel. You don't want the jerseys to get wrinkled, so I hang them in my room, and I forgot to bring them on the bus. Our players were the ones who recognized it because, well, what they do is apparently they have different warm-up jerseys, which I guess now that I think about it sometimes.
Yeah.
But I always thought they wore their jersey underneath a warm-up. But apparently it says they don't wear their regular jerseys because they don't want to get them all sweaty. Then a few minutes before the game, they go into the locker room and actually put the jerseys on.
Okay.
So that explains it.
Yep.
The start of the game was delayed about 15 minutes. The Aggies were assessed an administrative technical foul.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
And he did the Texas A&M coach. He says, so I go to the referee. I say, what is that? And apparently it's a violation, and technical foul was assessed. And so Florida got a shot, which they made, and led 1-0 before the opening tip. And the further confusing thing about it was, again, Buzz Williams, the Texas A&M coach, says, I was told that the technical foul was issued because there was a point of interruption for the game.
Hmm.
His contention was, well, the game never started, so there's nothing interrupted. Yeah, but there was a delay, so I suppose. But anyway, Texas A&M did come back and win, by the way.
Why is the head coach in control of this and not the equipment manager or something?
I'm thinking the same thing, although later in the story it says that saying that I forgot the jerseys is probably the right way to say it because I used to be a manager, and if that would have happened to me, my head coach would have stuck up for me. So
I'm thinking
that maybe somebody else was responsible. He's like, look, I'm the head coach, so ultimately I should be the one to make sure all the jerseys were
But behind closed doors, though, could be bad news for the equipment manager.
We're going to find somewhere else to keep the jerseys from getting wrinkle-free before a game.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants a wrinkled jersey.